Sorry about that, guys. Neighbor stopped me on the way into the house.
I'll pull in a destination here anyway, too. Good talking to you, Patrick. We'll catch up with you next time. Have a good weekend, and you doing the net on, is it Sunday night?
Every Sunday night.
We'll see you there, if not before. Have a good day. WW4JT, mobile clear.
Gary, Leon, if y'all are still out there, I'm going to be off the radio for a minute so I can get in the house and get everything switched on. KO4HK, clear.
You take care, and Matthew, good hearing you on here today, and we'll be mobile for about another, probably 30 minutes or so, with the traffic and the red lights and, all of that stuff that goes along with that. So, y'all have a good day, and we'll be monitoring for just a little bit while longer. KI4DOS mobile.
You guys are all piled into one car coming back. Well, good to talk to you briefly. We'll catch up with you later. Good talking to you. WW4JET is clear.
Here today. Yeah, the McDowell County Radio Club had a little tailgating up there in Marion today, and Dale was telling me about it Wednesday night, and we went up there and visited with those folks for a little bit. We're headed back now. I'm in Tiara, headed back towards the house. Patrick's already at home, and Leon's up there in the middle of Lost and Found somewhere. It wasn't as big as I thought it might be, but it's all right. We've got to see some folks I hadn't seen it. Met one young man, he said he couldn't get into the 6-1 anymore, but he, when he got his license and upgraded to general, he bought a 450 SAT off the swap net. That was his first HF rig, and I got to meet him today as Andrew. Here you are, I'm down here just about the Furman Golf Course now. Down this way, as I was looking back over towards Easley, over towards the house, and it looks kind of ominous over there. I guess I'm glad I don't have anything to do outside in the yard today. I mean, there's plenty that I could go out there and do if it was sunshining, but it can all wait. I could have brought my truck over there. We put more than that in mine, and it don't matter if it's wet or not. Well, buying it by the bag instead of the scoop, it does cost you a lot more that way. But, it depends on what you got to haul it with and how you want to do it, this sort of thing. Had a lot of variables in there any way you look at it. But I hope you get all your mulching done, and I just built a new flower bed in the front yard around the maple tree and bird bath. I've got to go get some Roundup or some kind of weed killer and kill some weeds around there so I don't have to weed eat it. Yeah, that way I can just mow around the stones that I put around there for the flower bed. And that way I won't have to weed eat, and I'll just spray some of that weed and grass killer right there and be done with it. Thank you. hate to have you or the puppies, either one, out there in the rain. Good talking to you. Tell Miss Amy we said hello. Y'all have a wonderful afternoon, what's left of it. We'll talk to you a little bit later. It's on the net tonight. 73, W4DJW, KI4DOS Mobile.
TR Mobile, and good morning, Dave. And don't worry about that rain. Bernice said, she told me that the kind of stuff I made out of floats anyways, Dave. Maybe that's not including you. Have a good day. Hi, Gary. How are you doing?
How are you and Miss Bernice doing? I hope you both are doing well. I know you've been under the weather a little bit lately.
Just another doctor's appointment just now. And we're headed down to the daughters to take them some homemade rhubarb pie that Bernice made for them. And then also, she's got some pumpkin pie for my other grandson that he's kind of finicking. He's like me. He likes pumpkin pie, and I do too. But other than that, I'm doing okay, Gary, just trying to keep up with all the doctor's appointments.
And that, I went this past Wednesday to my GP and had my yearly physical, and he said everything looks good there, so I'm in good shape as far as that goes. And they got a notice in the mail to contact my cardiologist and to schedule an appointment with them. But I don't go to it till November, like November the 18th or something of that nature. So I got a ways to go for that one. So I'm done with the doctors for a little bit, I hope.
Kidney surgery, and then I had a urinary tract infection that got real bad before they pay attention to me. So they finally gave me some antibiotics, and this doctor said that might be what's making my mouth break out, and it's very painful. But they switched antibiotics after they looked at the culture after 3 days, and so he said maybe that'll be all right. But he said if any white spots start showing up there in my mouth, then get back in there. And but at any rate, very nice doctor. We went to the urgent care this morning, and I got another one, Tuesday? Yeah, Tuesday, my regular doctor's appointment for 6 months. But I'm feeling better. And they got all them kidney stones out. One of them was a hints and a quarter done. But we're just enjoying the day. We're down here by GSP Airport. It's supposed to rain more today. What you up to today?
Patrick and Leon and I went up to Marion, North Carolina. Up there they had a little tailgate party. Up there the McDowell Amateur Radio Club did at their clubhouse. A nice little clubhouse too, by the way. And we had a good time up there. Didn't really have anything that we couldn't live without, but I didn't buy anything other than some baked goods. They had a some ladies there with some all them good homemade things like Miss Bernice makes. And so I got a couple of banana nut muffins, and I'm looking forward to getting to the house and get me a fresh hot cup of coffee and eating a banana nut muffin.
Good. Well, you're lucky. I couldn't even eat one of her homemade oatmeal cookies, which I've done for years, and a cup of coffee, and sit there and watch the morning news for about a half hour, and then get out of bed. And then I couldn't because my mouth, it feels like it's burnt. And I think it might have been from that apple cider vinegar that the lady at the bank told me to take it and it'll knock it right out. And the doctor said, yeah, that's true, Tom. He says, it will. He says, I got patients that take a straight shot of it. And I was thinking she mixed it too strong because she put it in a glass half the size that I normally put it in. Well, the doctor said some of them shoot it straight, so that I was wrong. As usual, you know, the wife's usually right. So he said it might be an allergic reaction to that first antibiotic before they switched it. So, but it's a painful son of a gun. It feels like you drank too hot a cup of coffee, you know, and burnt the roof of your mouth. Sends her old TR.
Here's KI4DOS Mobile. Well, I tell you, Tom, it's a painful feeling when you do that, and I do hope your mouth gets better to where you can eat again and drink what you want and that sort of thing. Yeah, those antibiotics, you know, you don't ever know what they're liable to do, and good, bad, or indifferent as far as that goes, but well, you said Miss Bernice made pumpkin pie. That's my favorite as well, Tom. Joy makes normally she waits around Thanksgiving and Christmas, but she makes me some pumpkin pies then, and I'll sit down and eat a whole one. I shouldn't, but I do. I may not do that anymore, you know, since all the problems that I've had in the last couple of years. So maybe this time I'll just eat a half of one or something instead of eating a whole one. But I like a good pumpkin pie with a cup of coffee.
Well, Gary, we're just alike. That's my favorite. But she made all three of those yesterday, and then she made some, if she has leftover pie dough, she makes these little miniature cinnamon rolls for me. And I was sitting down there, and the first time I'd been down in the basement, oh, for the last 5 or 6 days to work a little CW. And she brought me down some of those, and they're really hot. So I could have burnt myself on those. I don't know. But boy, I'm telling you, this morning I could eat that pumpkin pie, and that's about all I could eat. And I waited until the coffee got cold, which is yucky. But Bernice says that Aldi's pumpkin is the very best pumpkin. And I know if she'd switch pumpkin, I could tell you in a second. And,
WJW testing 1, 2, 3, 4.
And I was digging in the freezer, I guess it was last night, and I found Joy and I made some fruit cake here, not last year, but year before last. And I found a fruitcake in the freezer, and I said, I know what I'm going to have sometime in the next couple of days. I get that fruitcake out and slice it with it being frozen, and eat that with a cup of coffee. That's also good. You know, hey, one thing about me, I like to talk and I like to eat.
Thank you, Gary. And tell Joey hi.
And there's the water department, and we're just alike there, Gary. I really miss talking on the radio, but you can even tell by my voice now it ain't quite right. But I thought maybe I was getting strep throat, but he said no. So he said, just watch out for white spots. But, boy, she loves to bake. I mean, there was 3 inches of different recipes and 8.5 by 11 sheets sitting on the table this morning that she downloaded. And our neighbor just loves her. She makes him a coconut cream pie every year for his birthday. And he won't even share that with his wife and kids. He eats the whole thing in one day. His mama can't make them anymore, and he says Bernice makes them just like my mama did. Boy, they are pretty.
I'm on these little back roads over here next to the house, Tom. There's a tractor trailer that's got super sod on the side of his truck, so I guess he's delivering some lawn things. But there was two deputies up the street. Had their blue lights on, and one car was in the middle of the road, and the other car was in the driveway at the house up there. I guess they had a domestic problem. But this truck driver decided he was going to turn, not go around the deputies. And he had the whole road blocked. He finally got moved. I don't know what's going on with him. But anyway, I'm getting real close to the house. Y'all have a safe trip on down there to visit with the children and the grandchildren and all of that. And Miss Bernice, I will relay your message to Joy and tell her you said hello, and hope you have a wonderful day. And try to keep Tom straight. I know that's a big job and a full-time job, but do the best you can.
Great to talk to you this morning. And the darndest things I've ever seen is those blades for those wind generators and all of the people they have assisting them to getting around the corners and that. But we had one we shipped out of our plant one time that weighed 135 tons. It was a kiln. I don't remember where. It was going to California. Spatial routes, of course. And I went outside, and I still got a picture of that. And that truck had separately steerable rear end on it, way back at the back, attached to it, that ran hydraulically from the inputs from the steering wheel in the front. And there could even still be a guy back there to manually ride back there, kind of like them fire department trucks. And that truck just fascinated me. It had 56 tires on it, Gary. I counted it myself. Take care, Gary. And we'll look for you down the line. KI4DOS and 0TR.
Now they are. They are amazing, some of the things that they transport and that sort of thing. So the craziest thing I saw was you've seen these monster dump trucks, great big huge things. It took two flatbeds, drop deck trailers, and they had two tractors or two drivers, and they had to drive side by side to deliver that thing. And it was amazing. You know, they actually got it to where it was going. I don't know if I'd want to be doing something like that. Anyway, I've arrived here at the house. I'm going to put my truck in its favorite parking spot. And again, we'll say 73 to you and Miss Bernice. Y'all have a wonderful day. Be safe. N0TR, KI4DOS Mobile.
3 Gary, KO4HK. Glad you made it home, okay? And hey, Tom. Hey, Miss Bernice.
It's getting out of the car, so I'll catch you down the line. You're coming in loud and clear. Send 0TR.
Well, after yesterday when I couldn't make the repeater hardly. KO4HK. I'll be clear. 73.
Park my truck. I'm going to go in the house and try to be quiet because Joy hasn't called me, so that means she's not up yet. So I'll be quiet going in the house, and we'll talk to y'all later. Tell Miss Elise we said hello. Y'all have a wonderful afternoon, what's left of it, and we'll talk to you in a little bit. KO4HKX, KI4DOS, Mobile Clear.
And I'll tell her when she gets home. I'm here by myself, and it's done raining up here, so you made it home just in time. Tell Joy, said hello when she gets up. KO4HK, clear.